14 community members testified in favor of letting voters decide whether the city should partially fund the new Juneau Arts and Culture Center through a bond measure. Bud Carpinetti co-chairs a volunteer committee for the new JAC. That's what they're calling the roughly $31 million project.
If our plan is successful, and we believe it will be, the new JAC will be funded by the public between 20 and 30%.
The options before the assembly were a $12 million bond or a $7 million bond. Both would partially fund the new JAC and Centennial Hall upgrades. Assemblymember Jesse Keel voiced support for the first proposal and for letting voters decide.
I hope that we will put our faith in the same folks who put us here, especially when there aren't nine of us on the assembly to consider it. At times like that, it makes sense to give it to the electorate.
Keel was referring to the fact that the normally nine-member assembly lost two votes recently when members Beth Weldon and Norton Gregory resigned to run for mayor. Any motion needs five yes votes to pass. That allowed a minority of assembly members, in this case Mayor Ken Kelsch, Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis, and Assemblywoman Mary Becker, to block anything. Nankervis made it clear he would not support either version. He proposed an amendment to the second option, reducing the bond to $2 million.
We are spending far too much money right now, and this allows us to do a little, and still reduce the cost.
His amendment didn't go anywhere, and both JAC propositions failed. Juneau Arts and Humanities Council Executive Director Nancy DeCherney was unsurprised, but she said she wasn't discouraged about plans to rebuild the JAC.
There's nothing, no harm really, in putting something forward to the voters to make a choice. So, oh well, we'll keep going.
The other proposition before the assembly would have asked voters to raise the city's hotel bed tax from 7 to 9%. Proceeds from the tax help fund Centennial Hall and Travel Juneau, the city's tourism bureau. Travel Juneau previously raised concerns about the impact increasing the tax might have on large meetings or conventions coming to town. Keel joined the minority voting bloc in opposing the measure. Assemblywoman Maria Gladyshevsky said she felt it was wrong for seven people to decide on issues of importance to Juneau voters.
When I was thinking about my colleagues who oppose putting this on the ballot, I tried to imagine ballot measures that I would personally oppose, but also keep it off the ballot, and I really couldn't think of any.
Gladyshevsky later unsuccessfully attempted to bring a measure aimed at expanding access to affordable childcare back for reconsideration. The advisory ballot question failed at last week's assembly meeting. Joy Lyon is the executive director of the Southeast Chapter of the Association for the Education of Young Children. The organization and its partners have tried repeatedly to get the assembly to address Juneau's childcare shortage. She had choice words for the members who voted against the measure.
And it's also, I don't believe, a very good example for our high school civic students who are looking at, for a very unusual opportunity where a minority is ruling. In our democracy, that is not usually the case.
Nankervis said after the meeting he felt it was his responsibility to make decisions on behalf of the voters who elected him.
Some things go out to the public and some don't. And this was a night where I didn't think any of those needed to go to the public.
Come October 2nd, the ballot will feature candidates only. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.